This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, hopes are high that the green economy will be the recession's saving grace. We'll get a report from Lester Graham to look at whether government investments will pay off or fall short. We'll also check your forecast for Champaign-Urbana that can feature some rain today and cooler temperatures in a couple of days. But first, a look at today's news. Governor Pat Quinn is restricting hiring at state agencies. The order came down on the same day the Illinois Department of Transportation confirmed the federal government has threatened to cut back state funds because the agency's so understaffed. Amanda Vinicky has more.
Quinn says he hopes his cost savings plan will skim hundreds of millions of dollars off Illinois' nearly $9 billion deficit. The plan relies on reducing spending at all state agencies by another 1%. Former Governor Rod Blagojevich had previously forced agencies to cut back 3%. Quinn's also ordered that any non-essential state jobs go unfilled, and agencies can't enter into new contracts and may have to cancel existing ones.
Well, I mean, nobody likes to have to cut back, but sometimes that's what's necessary. Given the circumstances, we have to do that for the public and for all of state government. We have to make sure that state government is lean.
Quinn made the remarks after a closed-door session with House Democrats, including David Miller.
I think he's preparing us to say, don't get crazy on any wish list if you do have one. I think our fiscal house has to be set.
Miller says Quinn also alluded to using what he called an intra-borrowing plan, a budget maneuver to leverage state accounts with high balances. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An Illinois state lawmaker says the state's Department of Transportation may need to bring in some outside consultants to make sure the state has enough staff to manage highway projects under the proposed federal stimulus plan. Todd Fuhr has that story.
Federal officials say they are concerned IDOT may not have enough staff to oversee up to $1 billion worth of new highway projects. Republican Senator Dale Risinger of Peoria is a former IDOT engineer. He says he does think the department is understaffed, but he says the employees will be able to get the job done if Congress approves the construction projects. Risinger says there are a lot of consulting firms in Illinois that can help the state with planning and construction inspections.
We had to hire consultants to do some of the work whenever you had a rather large program in any particular 1 year. You needed some help to do that, and it didn't make sense to hire full-time people.
Even so, Risinger says he thinks IDOT needs to hire more workers, especially if state lawmakers pass their own statewide infrastructure program. I'm Todd Fuhrer.
Governor Pat Quinn has wiped former Governor Rod Blagojevich's name from signs and office doors across the state. Now Illinois lawmakers are considering banning future governors from putting their public stamp on projects. A House panel voted 17-0 yesterday to restrict statewide officials from putting their names on signs and billboards paid for with state money. The move comes in the wake of complaints over Blagojevich's name on signs for the Illinois tollway system. The legislation approved yesterday by the committee would also keep a governor's name off greeting road signs at the state's borders. Glenview Republican Beth Coulson argues the proposal is important. Even though Quinn already removed Blagojevich's name, the legislation now moves to the full House for consideration. A central Illinois senator has joined the effort to crack down on those who read and write text messages while behind the wheel. Shenandoah Republican Dan Rutherford has sponsored a bill that would prohibit motorists from using their phones and other wireless devices for text or email. Rutherford says two incidents prompted him to file his bill. One was the 2006 death of Matt Wilhelm. The Urbana man died when his bicycle was struck by a motorist who was using her cell phone to download a ringtone. Rutherford says the other happened on a highway recently near Chicago.
I was driving down the highway and looked over to the car to my right, and there's a lady driving with her elbows, with her two thumbs up, texting on some kind of an instrument, texting away, and in the back seat was a child in a car seat. I'm thinking, you know, this is such a inappropriate activity.
Under the bill, anyone caught driving and texting would receive a $75 fine, but the amount is $200 if a person causes an accident. However, Rutherford says he doesn't favor a ban on cell phones outright while driving, saying motorists still have their eyes on the road while talking on the phone. Three related measures pending in the House were inspired by the death of Matt Wilhelm. One bans texting while driving. Another bans cell phone use while driving through construction and school zones. A third creates new criminal charges for those whose negligence while driving results in an injury or death. Some developers near downtown Champaign would instantly get more usable space in their buildings if city council members go along with planning staff. City Planning Director Bruce Knight is asking the council to change the city's zoning ordinance to let those developers use the ground floors of buildings for apartments or condos. Right now, first floor space can only be used for commercial purposes, and Knight says that's for good reason.
We want an active street that encourages walkability. It helps feed other businesses. These businesses feed off of each other. And, you know, residential right in the middle, in the heart of that, would detract from the vitality of downtown.
But Knight says many buildings on the periphery of downtown haven't seen commercial use in some time, so new ground floor of housing would be welcome there. Council discussed the proposal at a study session last night. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. Top business leaders expect there will be only one growth sector during this recession, energy efficiency. Some call it the dawning of the green economy. Lester Graham reports many are calling on the government to invest heavily to get the economy going again, but some are worried that billions will go to make work projects with no long-term gains.
Just as computers and the information age defined the economy for the last couple of decades, many business leaders believe alternative fuels and energy conservation will define the green economy. During a recent speech at George Mason University, President-elect Barack Obama indicated he wants to encourage that kind of growth in green-collar jobs.
Jobs building solar panels and wind turbines, constructing fuel-efficient cars and buildings, and developing the new energy technologies that will lead to even more jobs, more savings, and a cleaner, safer planet in the bargain.
There's no doubt that much of President-elect Obama's American Recovery and Reinvestment Plan is green. The AFL-CIO has its own Green Jobs for America program. The union wants $100 billion of government money to be invested in the kind of jobs Mr. Obama talked about. Pat Devlin is with the AFL-CIO's Michigan Building Trades Council. He says he hopes Congress moves on the Obama plan soon.
We're hoping ASAP, we're looking within the next 6 months of getting something kicked off here. And like I said, we've got the projects, just need the infusion of the investment behind it and ready to go. We've got to be smart when we do get the dollars, too, that they're spent in the right place to get people back to work, get our economy heading in the right direction.
The AFL-CIO has been talking to the Obama administration about its plan, and the union likes what it's hearing. President-elect Obama says making buildings and homes more energy efficient will mean jobs now and save billions in natural gas and oil in the future, making us less dependent on foreign fossil fuels and reducing greenhouse gas emissions causing global warming. But the government has a nasty habit of screwing these things up. Members of Congress want the money for their states, even if they don't have the kind of shovel-ready plans that will mean those kind of long-term benefits. And that could sabotage the effort.
You just can't throw money at the problems and somehow it's going to magically work.
Eric Ortz directs the Initiative for Global Environmental Leadership, part of the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He says the investments should go to projects that mean more energy and economic efficiencies in the future, have long-term benefits that will benefit the economy. Otherwise, it's wasting the opportunity.
I mean, you might create short-term jobs for some time, but that's not going to be that's not going to lead to the long-term foundation for growth that I'm talking about. That's going to require some intelligent application of the funds so that you get the payoffs.
The Obama administration will have to be picky about the projects it chooses, very cautious about how the taxpayer money is invested if we're going to see those payoffs. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.
Support for the Environment Report comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can find more information and share your thoughts at environmentreport.org.
Today's forecast calls for showers and thunderstorms. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall, the high around 58. Temperatures falling into the 40s this afternoon, very windy. Southwest winds 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusts up to 45. Cloudy skies tonight, low around 32, very windy, mostly sunny tomorrow. Cooler, the high around 45, blustery. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 28. Partly sunny Friday, the high around 45. Mostly cloudy Friday evening, a chance of snow, the lows around 28 degrees. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a chance of snow, the high around 35. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 11th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.